As soon as next year, New Yorkers 21 and over will be able to buy smokable and edible forms of marijuana in retail stores. They'll also be able to sample the drug in tasting rooms similar to wine tasting venues. And they'll be able to grow at home up to 6 cannabis plants per person and 12 per household. Senator Liz Krueger has sponsored the bill for 7 years.
It's a historic day for New York. I could not be more proud to cast my vote to end the failed policies of marijuana prohibition in our state and begin the process of building a fair and inclusive legal market for adult use cannabis.
The measure contains racial justice provisions sought by Krueger and Assembly sponsor Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes. 40% of the estimated $350 million gained annually from a 13% sales tax on the drug will go to a community reinvestment fund for neighborhoods adversely impacted by the decades-long prohibition of the drug. 50% of the licenses to grow and sell marijuana will be reserved for people from disproportionately impacted communities and small farmers. They'll get access to capital, including loans, grants, and incubator programs to help them compete with the more established marijuana producers who will also receive licenses. Krueger says the bill creates a nation-leading model for legalization.
New York's program will not just talk the talk on racial justice, it will walk the walk, ending racially disparate enforcement that was endemic to prohibition, automatically expunging the records of those who were caught up in the so-called war on drugs.
Senator Krueger says she does not use or even really like cannabis, but she says she used marijuana as a teenager. She says because she is white, she was never arrested and it never hindered her progress in life. Senator Jabari Brisport, who is African American, had a different experience. He says when he was 19, he was walking in Greenwich Village with a friend who was mistaken by police for a wanted drug dealer.
When I asked the officer to show a badge or read my friend his rights, he pulled out his gun, pointed it directly in my face, and told me to back up. So I'd like to be clear, a plainclothes police officer almost shot me in the face over weed. How many would-be future state senators have been accidental casualties of the war on drugs?
Opponents include Senator Fred Akshar, a Binghamton-area Republican who was formerly a deputy sheriff. He says the state's 50,000 law enforcement officers were left out of crafting the bill.
There are stacks and stacks of memos of opposition from a whole wide spectrum and range of people who represent millions of New Yorkers.
He predicts there will be more traffic accidents and fatalities due to increased use of the drug. And he says there is no good existing technology to detect when a driver is impaired by cannabis.
I am afraid that if you're voting yes today, you are putting politics before people.
The bill will authorize a study to find better detection technology. Senator Andrew Lanza, a Republican from Staten Island, says the law will make the drug more appealing to children and sends the wrong message.
But the message clearly emanating from this room to the young people of New York is, if you want to use marijuana, do it. New York says it's all right, and my concern is that that's going to lead to higher rates of cancer, brain damage.
Sponsors say the law will actually make it harder for underage New Yorkers to get the drug because it will be sold through licensed shops instead of the current black market. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.